You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know that music is...
I'm going away, don't know when I'll be back again. No, that's not the song I'm thinking of. I'm sailing away, don't know when I'll be back again. Hang on, no, that's not it. I'm going on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Eric, leave the singing with the professionals and just get on with the episode. G'day, I'm Eric and welcome to Eric FM International, episode 309. In case you couldn't figure it out, Eric's going on a jet plane off to America. I'm heading there for, among other things, the 70,000 tons of metal, which you can hear on Eric FM Metal Monday. This week, this is actually the last Eric FM International episode that will be released before I head to America. But don't worry, like in other years, there will be music coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Wednesday for Eric FM International, and each and every Friday for Eric FM Australia, and each and every Monday on Eric FM Metal Monday. So while I'm having a vacation, doing interviews, just talking about anything, you know, interviews, 70,000 tons of metal, America, Mexico, might sneak into Canada if they let me. Anywho, I thought I'd do something different this week because this is the last episode before I head off on a jet plane. I thought that I would, well, play some songs about going away on a jet plane. But when I was looking for songs, I was searching around Jamendo, and I was looking for some new music. And for one reason or another, and I haven't really tried this with any of my music suppliers, I just typed in the word Eric, and this is what happened. This episode is basically what happened. Unfortunately, I can't tell you much about the artist. However, if you go to the website, ercfminternational.com, episode 309, you'll be able to at least go to the Jamendo pages of the artist and possibly... get some more information about them. So I'm going to play the songs. This is what happened when I looked for Eric on Jamendo. I'll be back to tell you a little bit about the songs after this, and then a couple of heavier tracks more relevant to planes by the time we get to the end. You know, I could have replayed the episode that I made in 2009 when I was going to America originally. That episode got me really sad. I actually cried when I listened to that back when it was released. That was... that when I heard that episode, that was the moment where I knew that I was going on a jet plane, and it was my first trip overseas. But I replayed that episode before I went to Europe last year, so I thought I won't replay the episode again. But yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting. And because I've been to America once now, it's not going to be such a culture shock, even though, you know, I say a lot of American things on TV, got a lot of American friends. Yeah, so let's get on with it. This is the episode where Eric goes on a jet plane. Again. Oh, hang on. No, that's not the song. I'm sailing away. Don't know when I'll be back again. No, not really. I'm going on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Eck, word to the wise. Leave the singing to the professionals. Erk FM Australia, Erk FM International, and Erk FM Metal Monday. Singing a lot better than Erk since 2009. ErkFM.com, where music is life.
Thank you. Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
Und fern war unser Ziel. Uferlos in Zeit und Raum, Menschen als Gestirnsprojektil. Und da war ein großes Nichts, was verschlang die Endlichkeit. Und da war ein großes Nichts, was verschlang die Endlichkeit. Geistverwandte, stoßen wir auf unsere Priorität. Was anderes begreifen wir nie. Und langsam stirbt unser Heimatplanet. Und da war ein großes Nichts, was verschlang die Endlichkeit. Und da war ein großes Nichts, was verschlang die Endlichkeit. Rückhand hab ich das Übel, zerstöre es mit meinem Leben. Der Menschenbotschaft per Satellit Kontakt verhindern, Gott wird vergeben. Und da war ein großes Nichts, was verschlang die Endlichkeit. Und da war ein großes Nichts, was verschlang die Endlichkeit.
Welcome back to episode 309 of ECFM International. X going on a jet plane, almost ready for departure. Anywho, my apologies on the pronunciations of the following words because a lot of them appear to be German. We heard our first track was by Gorilla Beats with a song called Erkentinus, I think, and then after that, we heard another song called Erkentinus by Rob Divide. And then after that, we heard another song called Triarugi and Erkentinus, I think. by Rugia Miller. Then we heard Die Argentinus NDFG Premieretten, I think. I've got no idea what that means, by Kangaroo Music. And the final couple of songs of that set, we heard from Joel Vanoli with a song called Urquam Exlan. That's pretty easy to pronounce. And then Die Schatten to end up that set with Erkenen and Morrill. So Gorilla Beats, well, can I tell you anything about Gorilla Beats? No, can't tell you much about them. They've got 10 popular tracks on Jamendo, so that's something, I guess, but I can't really tell you much about them. They could be German for all I know. I don't know. As usual, some of the artists don't provide any information. It goes back from 2008, so who knows if they're still around. Then we heard from Germany, Rob Divide, with the second song. Well, he last logged into MySpace this year, so that's promising. That's promising, at least. Can't tell you much about him either, unfortunately. Usually, if I can't tell you much about the artists, I don't play them, but because it's a special episode about me, well, I thought I'd make an exception. That's my rules. I do what I want. Also from Germany, we heard from Rugia Miller. He is from Germany. He classifies himself as experimental. Seems to do a lot of tracks for TV and films and that sort of stuff. There's even a track called Titanic 2010. So I think I know what happens with that. No spoiler alert, the boat sinks. Then we heard from Kangaroo Music, I think, as he tries to put on a French accent for no reason. I don't know why I even try to put on a French accent. Oh yeah, all I have to do for a French accent is go, "Oh, would you like to go to the metro?" that's coming up in some different language, which I don't know what it is. I think it might be German, because it says Uber something. Well, they're still doing things on their blog. They've got a recent blog post from about 4 days ago as I'm recording that. So that's not too bad. Yeah, can't tell you anything about them. I know they're German because the website ends in DE. Would you like to translate? Yes, I would. That'd be nice. This page has been translated. Imprint about my music. It looks like a one-man band playing with soundtracker on a computer. Previously worked for synthesizers, and almost everything is totally soft synths with the computer, and he's basically using a computer because he hasn't got any room for any instruments. So that's a little something, I guess. And then we heard from Joel Vanoli, who I think from memory is French. Yes, he is putting himself in the instrumental and progressive categories. Unfortunately, I can't tell you much about him. Does have a few tracks up on Jamendo, however. And the last person in the, or the last cab in the queue, so to speak, Die Schatten, I think from Germany. Yes. Band info, that would be what I want. I'm not even going to try and read German. German is a very, very, very baffling language for me. Although, then again, sometimes English is a baffling language for me. They formed way back in 1994. There's been a few lineup changes, few name changes, different projects, and all that sort of stuff. By the looks of it. If you want to find out more, you can always go to the show notes at irkfminternational.com. Anywho, we have two heavier tracks to finish. we are going to hear a song called Battle Plane, and I absolutely love the start of this song. This is Heavier. You will also hear this on IRC FM Metal Monday. Territory, let me tell you a little bit about Territory with this song called Battle Plane. That's French, yes it is. Welcome to the official website of the metal group Territory. Yes, I do want to translate that. They originate from Lorraine. Can't tell you much about them. Their website hasn't really been completed, unfortunately. The last update on the website was from March 2011. So I am not really sure if they're still around at the moment, but I really love the song. And to finish up, we are going to hear from Weirdland. Now, where do you think Weirdland's from? We've had some French and we've had some German, and we've had some people who we don't know. Try reloading weirdland.fr, or as Caroline from the Bugcast would say, weirdland.fr. They're French. That's about all I can basically tell you at the moment, unless something miraculous comes up on Weirdland. And they look to have finished up in 2011. So that's a shame, but great music anyway. Coming up, .fr, IRC FM. Do you like cookies? Do you like metal? Do you like IRC? IRC FM Metal Monday. Each and every Monday, metal by IRC. Every Monday, IRCFMMetalMonday.com. Don't hate me because I'm metal.
Three.
the second song of the episode, one of my favourite earworms of all time, Do-Si-Do by Julie the Band. I originally heard of these guys via the Association of Music Podcasting. Got the track, loved it, and I've played it over and over and over and over and over and over again. And then to kick off the episode, we heard from Existent, who, as I mentioned in the introduction, I don't know anything about. Which is a shame, because she's got an epic voice, and I love that. Here's me with epic again. I've got to stop saying that. I keep on saying epic and awesome. And when I was shopping today, I kept on thinking of Uggs. Uggs, as in eggs, as in chickens, as in this episode smells like chicken. No, that's Friday's episode of Urk FM. Urk, you're rambling. Get on with it. Thank you. Welcome back to Erk FM International, episode 309. Erk is going on a jet plane, and the best way to keep in contact with me in relatively real time in what I'm doing, you can listen to Erk FM International, Erk FM Australia, and Erk FM Metal Monday. If you like great music, the best way to keep in contact with me will be on the social networks, and that is Twitter and Facebook. There's links on the show notes. And then when I get back, you'll be able to hear what I got up to on the 70,000 tons of metal cruise, and also on my talk podcast, Erk Pod, where I talk to you about what's going on wherever I am. Anywho, I'm Erk. Thank you very much for listening. All of our music came to us from Jamendo today. Hope you enjoyed it. Something a little bit different as I prepare to head onto a jet plane. If you want to hear some other people who do music podcasts that aren't necessarily heading on jet planes, but live in all sorts of interesting, wonderful places around the world, check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. There's over 40 like-minded people just like me. We have people from America, people from various parts of the UK. We have a French member. We have a Portuguese member. We have a new German member, which is absolutely awesome. So there's some great stuff going around. If English isn't your first language, and sometimes it isn't mine. So until next time, I'm Erk. Thank you very much for listening. I am heading on a jet plane. There's some drunks outside my window. So until next time. Good night, Interweb, and thank you for listening.